How much money did you say they stole?
Over $10,000.
It's a lot of cash.
It sure is. Just about every penny I've got right now. I have a lot out on loans, but none of it's close to being due.
Then you always keep that much cash on hand?
No, but a couple of weeks ago, one of my customers asked me if he could take out a loan. Jackson Kegley. He's a rancher, and he owns the hotel and saloon up at the top of town. He said he was going to buy some property, and he needed $10,000. Kegley's my best customer, and I wanted to help. I said it would take me a little time to pull that amount together. I was figuring on loaning him the $10,000 they stole.
Did Lem Pullet know about this?
Why, he knew how much money was in the bank, of course, and we'd talked about the loan to Kegley. I was planning to tell Jackson the money was ready today.
I see.
Why, you don't think Lem Pullet was working with the robbers, do you?
I don't know. Did he and Kegley ever talk about the loan, I mean?
Well, perhaps they did. What has that got to do with it? This is a small town, Beaudry. We all talk to each other all the time, and if you're going to go accusing Lem Pullet of having set this business up, I think you're off the trail.
Tell me more about Jackson Kegley.
Jackson? He owns the Rancher's Rest. That's over there. It's the only hotel in town.
Looks like a nice place.
He's got a big cattle spread west of town. Runs 8,000-9,000 head of stock. His place runs clean up to the West Fork. That's where Tom Roway's place is.
Roway's the man whose horse was identified, isn't that right? I gather you think he was involved.
I can't say for sure. Wasn't even there. Haven't seen Tom Roway but twice in the past 3 years. But both times he was riding that paint.
Mighty stupid to use a horse like that if he's going to be holding up a bank. What kind of a fellow is he?
Well, he's killed before. Went to the penitentiary for a while for a shooting down in Pecos.
Did he now?
Yeah. 3 years ago, he came back along with one of his prison buddies, a tough character named Mig Barnes. They don't come to town very often.
And the man who stole the horse, I think you said his name was Singer?
Bob Singer, right.
Where can he be found?
Probably in the saloon over at the Rancher's Rest. He's a puncher around here, but he kind of took the day off after what happened. A lot of folks did.
Yeah, well, I guess I'd better get on over there. Oh, one last thing.
Yes, what's that?
Did you send a posse after them?
Nobody would go. Tom Roway's mighty handy with a rifle, and he's fast with a six-shooter. Bob Singer's pretty salty himself, and he wouldn't go. And after that, people just sort of backed off. Finally, Kegley Joel and me went out, and we lost the trail in the waters of the West Fork.
Who's Joel?
Oh, Joel's my son. He's 21 and a pretty good tracker. He's a fine boy. Wants to become a cattleman. Why don't you come out to our place for supper tonight? I'd like you to meet him.
Well, perhaps I will. You've been very helpful, Bates, and I know you've probably got your own business to attend to.
Well, I just hope I can hold out is all.
Well, if you need me, I'll be over at the Rancher's Rest.
Thank you.
Chick stepped down off the boardwalk. Passing the corner of the bank, he noticed that there was a bullet hole in the side window as well. He shook his head in wonder. Mm-hmm. When they went at it in some of these towns, they really shot the place up. He crossed the alleyway between the bank and the livery stable, paused for a moment to look into the front window of the general store, then continued on up the street to the Rancher's Rest.